news in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News the Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
This is what God's saying to us. He says, I'm about to do some things for you that you've never experienced before. I'm taking you into some places you've never been before. I'm taking you into a realm of living that you've never experienced. So here's my instruction. If you want to get there, this ain't about salvation. If you want to get there, then consecrate yourself. Consecrate yourself. He says, consecrate yourself for tomorrow. Somebody shout tomorrow. For tomorrow, I'm about to do great things. I'm going to awaken things in your life. You're going to become unstoppable. When's the last time anybody looked at you and said, you're unstoppable? How would you like to be known in the community for being unstoppable? You're unstoppable. Frank, you're unstoppable. Isn't that amazing? Because anything can happen in 24 hours. I wouldn't be surprised that doctor reports change in 24 hours. I wouldn't be surprised if bills and debts get canceled in 24 hours. I'm not surprised by none of that stuff because I've seen it manifest. You go home, consecrate yourself, go home tonight and see what God does in your life tomorrow. You believe in the supernatural? Come on, amen. Because if you will consecrate yourself, then anything can happen in 24 hours. You will release the power of God. The audacious life can become a reality in you, and you ain't got to live the same way you've ever lived before. You can go to a new place you've never been before. Miracles and signs and wonders will follow you everywhere you go. Wouldn't that be cool? When your shadow just goes over somebody that's lame and they just get up and start walking? I'm looking for that. I know it's true. I'm looking for that to happen. Amen. You say, well, that's just a bunch of hype, Pastor. No, 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 no. That's not hype. That is a sense of expectation on the promised word of God. Amen. Listen, you don't have to say to me, well, I guess I'll just have to learn to live with it. No, you don't have to learn to live with it. You don't have to learn to live with it. You can let God quicken your heart. You can believe that God can do anything exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever think or ask according to the power that works where? In you. Somebody say, it's in me. Tomorrow. All of my tomorrows are wrapped up in today. Consecrate yourself. Anytime God's about to do anything big in your life, he will always want you to consecrate yourself. Anytime. He's about to do a miracle for you. He'll call you to consecrate yourself. Come on, somebody. Amen. Every time God ever did anything for anybody that was in any position where he got ready to do amazing things in their life, he called them to consecrate themselves, to set themselves apart. And we get it so backwards in the body of Christ sometimes. We keep trying to do things to impress God. And God's saying, stop trying to impress me with your worship. Stop trying to impress me with your church attendance. Stop trying to impress me with your tithes. Because all those things are the byproduct of the relationship with me. I want to impress you with my power. Consecrate yourself. Set yourself apart to me. Because consecration is more than just going to church once a week. It's more than just paying your tithe 10%. It's bigger than just keeping the Ten Commandments. It's bigger than living a pure life. It's bigger than witnessing to your friends and trying to get people to come to church or volunteering to serve or working in Sunday school or kids' church. It's bigger than lifting your hands in worship. Consecration is not behavior modification. It's not you trying to do a Christian. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's not when you make yourself churchy or make yourself acceptable to God. It's not you conforming to some kind of a moral code. All those things are good, and all those things should be the fruit of a relationship that you have with Jesus. Don't get me wrong, but consecration is much deeper than that. It's about a force from heaven that shapes our life. It shapes us and molds us. It means to be set apart. We're set apart people. We're not normal. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, you're kind of weird. You're kind of weird. You say, well, put that in practical terms. Pastor, what does that mean? It means that you give Jesus veto power in your life. It means that you give Jesus veto power in your life. See, this is how you know that Jesus is on the throne of your life. When you go to do something and the Spirit of God says to you, don't do that, and you shrug it off and do it anyway, you're not consecrated. Those moments in your life that we all have every day where the Lord quickens us or speaks to us and says, don't do that or do this, and we ignore it. That's how you know. Because consecrated people give Jesus veto power in their life. When you ride through Fort Pierce and you see a bunch of homeless people on the side of the road standing down there, and the Spirit of God says, go to Dunkin' Donuts and buy them some coffee and donuts, and you think, oh, that's just me being silly, and you keep on driving. 1 Kings chapter 19, there's a young man. He's really from a wealthy family. He'd been given this assignment to take care of a farm. And prior to that, in 1 Kings chapter 19, there had been another guy who everybody knew. His name was Elijah. Everybody say Elijah. Now, Elijah was one of the power prophets. Elijah was bad. You did something to Elijah called fire down from heaven and burned you up. You get had the words halfway out of your mouth, and there's a little black spot on the ground with smoke coming up out of it where it burnt the ground. WWE didn't have nothing on Elijah. But anyway, here's Elijah, and he's like bad to the bone. But Elijah comes to this place in his life where he is intimidated by this woman named Jezebel, who has this evil spirit on her, which is commonly referred to in spiritual norms of churches today. They call it the Jezebel spirit, but it's really a spirit of control. And she put fear on him, manipulated him, and he runs to a cave, and he hides in a cave. And here's this power prophet who's hiding in a cave, and he's kind of just hanging out there. And the Spirit of God comes to him while he's sitting in there with his mantle wrapped around him. He says, listen, I got two things for you to do. You're going to come out of this cave and you're going to prophesy because I got a whole generation of young people I'm about to save. And you're going to do two things. You're going to go down there and you're going to anoint Jehu to be the next king over all of Israel. And then you're going to go anoint this young man named Elisha. And he's going to be your successor. Come on, everybody know who Elisha is? Huh? So Elijah comes down out of the cave, and the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 19, somewhere around verse 19, verse 20, that it says when he came up to the man Elisha, everybody say Elisha. Elisha's out here, he's plowing the field with 12 yoke of oxen. It's a lot of ox. And he's plowing the field. This is Elisha's life. Exciting life. Elisha get up every morning. Eat breakfast, get on the plow. For the next 4 hours, nothing but ox butt. Lunchtime, take a break, eat lunch. 12:30. Ox butt. 5 o'clock, go home, eat dinner, go to bed. Get up in the morning, eat breakfast, go back outside, ox butt. Lunchtime, stop, eat lunch, 12:30, ox butt. I mean, I get a little bit of monotonous staring at the rear end of an ox every day, 6 days a week. When the Sabbath come around for Elisha, it was a good day. Every week, more ox. Every day, more ox. Every month, more ox. Every year, more ox. Coughing dirt every day, watching ox butt. You thought you didn't like your job. Come on, amen. Wondering, what in the world are we going to do tomorrow? You know what you're doing tomorrow, ox butt? Talk about routine. So what do we do when monotony begins to set into our life? What do we do as a believer? Because I believe there's some of us in the room tonight who are sitting here and life has become monotonous for us. It's caused us not to be audacious. It's caused us to be routine, and when we get routine, we get complainy and we get whiny and we think everything revolves around us. Everybody else is just in our way. And if we save, then we fake it all day. Praise God. I wonder what they're looking at. I just smacked them upside the head. And not even realizing that it's the monotony of life that's causing us not to live the audacious life. I'm not talking about the disciplines of learning to walk with God. I'm talking about the dull, boring routines that you go through where you're in motion every day, but there's no life to it. Where you get up in the morning, next thing you know, it's nighttime, and you don't even know what you did all day. You're just glad it's nighttime and you ain't doing what you did, even though you don't remember what it was you did. Because it's so routine, so monotonous. Some of you know what I'm talking about. It's like this. God wants to break us out of that. He wants to move us out of saying no. Saying I have to rather than I get to. Because monotony makes it feel like I have to. I have to. I got to get this done. I have to. But the audacious life says, I get to. I get to. I get to make a living. I get to live this life of destiny. I get to fulfill purpose. I get to meet people on my trail today, on my life today, that's divine appointments for them. Amen. Instead of, well, I guess I got to go to church on Wednesday night. Pastor Jason gave me the stink eye today. And I need... if I ain't there, I know he's going to say something to me tomorrow. No, you get to go. Well, I guess I'll have to give, because if they hand out them little tithe reports at the end of the year and mine says zero, then I'll have to live with that shame. Better give something. No, you get to give. Come on, amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
You get to be involved. You get to be used by God. You get to flow in the supernatural. Amen? See, most of us in this room, we don't go looking for failure, and we don't go looking for carnality, and we don't go looking for sin. We just get bored. Things get monotonous. We get bored, and it's like following ox butt all day long. What do I do when my relationship with Jesus becomes one that I have to have rather than I get to have? How do I switch that up in my mind? I wonder how many of us, we really get bored with our careers. We get bored working in the same place. We get bored dealing with the same people, dealing with the same attitudes. And we're afraid to quit and move on to another job because we got so many years into it. If we quit, we ain't going to make that kind of money. Where we go next? We feel trapped in what we're doing, and there's no life in it. Here's what happened when Elijah showed up at Elisha's place, and this is what Elijah did. The Bible says he walked up to Elisha, and he throws the mantle over Elisha, and the Bible says he just walked on. You're really just one decision away from living the audacious life. You do know that, right? It's just one decision away. Jesus said, "Follow me." But how many know his love is always pursuing us? His love is always pursuing us. He's after us to empower us for our destiny. And when we get bored and we stop following him and we start pursuing the things that we feel like we desire and that we need, how many know he's still pursuing us with his love? He's still chasing after us. The Bible says Elijah came looking for Elisha because God had a plan for Elisha. I want you to know tonight, God's got a call on your life. He's got a plan for you. Monotony and boredom is not it. The audacious life is it. That's the plan. And the voice and the thing that he's saying to us tonight is that he wants to know, will you follow him? Will you follow him? Will you follow him? We undo what God wants to do in our life sometimes because we get bored and we just think God's not doing anything in our life. And when is it going to manifest? And when is it going to happen? It's manifesting. It's happening. You're just not approaching it from the perspective of faith. You're not living the audacious life. You're saved and you're bored. Is that too real? Bible says that Elijah threw his mantle over Elisha. He said, come with me. And Elisha says to him, he says, Let me go tell my mom and dad. Let me give them a kiss and tell them that I'm going to go with you. And the Bible says he goes back and he goes out there to where these oxen are. And he takes the wooden yokes that are around their neck and he breaks them up and he builds an altar. And he slaughters all the ox. And he makes a sacrifice to God right there on the spot. Then he follows Elijah. See, I'm going to say this. Sometimes you won't move on into the destiny of your life if you're not willing to walk away from the thing that's keeping you bound. And most of the time, because we're people, we will stay bound to something until the pain gets to be more than having to deal with our boredom. Finally, when the pain is more than the complacency that we're stuck in, we finally try to break out of it. But he throws the mantle over Elisha, and Elisha, he builds this altar, he sacrifices the oxen. In other words, even if this thing don't work out, I ain't got nothing to come back to. Man, that's the picture of what it means to be audacious. Jesus goes to Peter, James, and John down by the boat, and he does this little teaching down there on the shore. And he's having a conversation with people, does a little teaching. And these guys are out there mending their nets. He goes, put the boat back out and go to the nets on the other side of the boat. And they're like, what? Okay, it don't make no sense, but we'll do it. And they threw the net out and they filled up all the fish and brought all the fish back in. And everybody got fish. All the friends got fish. And Peter's thinking, this is cool. We're going to be rich. My business just went up. Stocks went up. And Jesus looks at him. He says, follow me. Follow me. He didn't say, notice what he didn't say. He didn't say to Peter, you're a pretty smart businessman, Peter. Nice set of fishing boats you got out there. Good group of guys. I think you're a guy that I can use in my ministry. How would you like to go on a journey with me? And I'll reveal some things to you along the way that'll cause your life to be full, cause your life to be rich. Jesus didn't say none of that to Peter. He just looked at him and he said, follow me. Let me just give you this. Most of the time, we don't want to embrace our destiny because we want our destiny with guarantees. I'll follow you, Lord, but tell me what that means. Tell me what all that entails. Does that mean I got to quit my job? Does that mean I got to go to that truth church? Does that mean that I got to get rid of some of my friends and get some new friends? What does that mean? Explain that to me. If you'll just explain to me what all that means, then maybe I'll follow you. But how many know that's not what God's looking for? Because the life of faith is a place where there's really no guarantees. It's where you risk it. You say, God, I'm throwing total abandon towards you. I'm just going to follow you and trust you. Because I'm telling you, everything about the audacious life is you positioning yourself to trust him. To trust him. Follow me. Follow me. You know, that must have been an amazing thing for Peter for 3 years. I think about his journey with Jesus on earth for 3 years. The things that he witnessed and saw, the things that he was a part of. Peter, the first one to speak the revelation that Jesus was the Messiah. Listen, the rewards of following Jesus go far beyond what you can imagine. You just got to be willing to do it and be audacious. So that's my challenge to us tonight, guys. Consecrate yourself. Set yourself apart. Set yourself apart to the Lord. Follow him. Just follow Jesus. Isn't that cool? I think that is so cool. I just love that, man. Just love it.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Sand and the clay, 'cause you are my rock. you are my rock.